Welcome to Fraser 365. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're going to hear an update from one of Fraser's global mission partners. We hope that you'll find it both encouraging and challenging as you seek to live out God's call in mission and ministry in your life.
Well, hello. We are Pablo and Rebecca Pazmiño. We work with One Mission Society in Guayaquil, Ecuador. Guayaquil is a large city in Ecuador, very hot and humid, an interesting place to be and work.
That's right, and it's Pablo's hometown. For me, it's a place that's become my home. I grew up in a little mountain town in Peru, child to Wycliffe Bible translators, and just really felt my passion move toward discipleship and church planting and raising up national leaders. I think what fills my heart the most with passion is discipling women. So when I have the opportunity to sit down with a group of two or three women, most of the ladies that I work with in this community called Chongon have come from very painful, traumatic, dysfunctional backgrounds. When you don't have Jesus in your life, it affects how your family functions and everything else. And to take a piece of scripture, to work through it, and to see how it transforms our lives and our hearts. Mm-hmm. And I have two dear friends, Jenny and Lourdes, who both came to Christ through this local church ministry that we're involved in called Agua Viva, a church plant, and to see their lives transformed. That is what is the most exciting to me. Mm-hmm. Jenny came out of a non-Christian background, mother to eight children, came to Christ through her sons coming to Vacation Bible School. And then they said, "Mom, you have to come and see what we've been learning." And that's how she came to Christ. Mm-hmm. And Lourdes, also from a very difficult background, the first believer in her family, and one by one has been drawing each of her other family members toward Christ. And we're still praying for those that are holding out, but knowing that that life transformation is what really just makes our hearts beat.
And we've been working in this community, Chongon, in Guayaquil for a little more than 10 years now. And our main ministry has become the children's ministry. You know, we didn't start thinking that we're going to start a church in Chongon, but the Lord little by little opened the doors. So that's what we're doing right now. We're planting a church. But the main ministry, again, is the children's. So it's been a blessing to see all these children coming to every Saturday to a kids Bible kids club that we do, and through them reaching their families, mostly women. And we are still praying for men in the community because they are hard to reach. That's the reality. But it's been incredible to see how the children come, the youth come, and again the moms or the grandmas or the aunts come and learn the Bible, and we have practical ways to serve them. So it's been a blessing to see that all these years in Chongon.
And for example, Anthony was a little boy who started coming to Kids Club when he was young, mm-hmm. received Christ. He was the first, the youngest people that we baptized when he was about 11, and then began just growing in faith. Neither of his parents had much formal education. His father doesn't really read well, but he has persevered to graduate from high school as one of the best in his class, and now he's in college studying accounting so that he can make a difference in his world. And through the ministry that we have, we've been able to provide him with some scholarship help so that he can study. And he's just one example of some of these kids who trajectory for their lives is changed because they've met Jesus and met a supportive church family that can help them toward a better future. Apart from our local church ministry, we also serve in our mission, One Mission Society, at a regional level. So I direct the Latin America and Caribbean region. And one of the exciting things that we're seeing is just the collaboration among our partners in different countries. Right now, we work in a Caribbean country that, together with other agencies, we're working to map every village and every community and see where is there a church and where isn't there. And then instead of worrying about it be my denomination that plants in a particular church, particular area, it's an opportunity to say, let's work together. Okay, you have a presence in this community. will encourage you to plant there. This other church can go into this other area that doesn't yet have a presence of believers. So it's really exciting as we look toward that collaboration between mission agencies and our national partners. Another area is in Mexico. There's a part of the country that we call the Circle of Silence. And in that, in those eight provinces, there's less than 5% evangelical Christian, a lot of opposition to the evangelical church. And again, through partnership, we work with national and local churches and denominations to provide the training and the resources needed to plant new churches, to multiply the churches that are there. So from Mexico down through the Caribbean all the way to Uruguay, I'm very much excited about the ways that our mission is partnering together with national believers to grow churches.
And you can pray also for our community in Chongon, in Guayaquil. Actually, Ecuador, the whole country, is going through a hard time with crime, violence, and problems with the drugs cartel. You know, something that has been a problem in all Latin America, actually. So it's been a challenge to work with that situation in our community in Guayaquil, because Guayaquil is one of the most violent cities right now in the country. So you can pray for protection and for we can be bold preaching the gospel and sharing the gospel with the people, even though we have to face this situation. So pray for us that too.
We are so thankful to just this church body. The way you have supported us for over 20
years.
Yes. Yeah. The missions-minded focus, the warmth, we just enjoyed the music and the message in the service last night. And just we're so thankful to have this church partner with us. And missions is not just about those that are on a certain foreign field. You know, missions is about who goes, who gives, who prays, who encourages, who supports. How are you ministering locally as well as internationally? And yeah, we love this church and we're thankful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.